Matthew 22, 23 through 28, that's our passage as we continue our journey through the Gospels. That same day, the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him with a question. Teacher, they said, Moses told us that if a man dies without having children, his brother must marry the widow and raise up offspring for him. So there were seven brothers among us. The first one married and died, and since he had no children, he left his wife to his brother. The same thing happened to the second and third brother, right on down to the seventh. Finally, the woman died. So then at the resurrection, whose wife will she be of the seven, since all of them were married to her? Well, many people believe that they can put off a decision about Jesus until they get all their questions answered. Their intent is to excuse their unbelief with kind of a pseudo-intellectualism. These people, like the Sadducees in today's passage, try to catch God in a contradiction. Tradition of Jesus' day was for a brother to marry his brother's widow and carry on the family name. The Sadducees created this hypothetical situation where the custom left a woman childless after the death of seven brothers. And they asked Jesus whose wife the woman would be in heaven. Well, Jesus told the Sadducees, who didn't believe in the resurrection at all, that their error was ignorance of Scripture and rejecting the power of God to raise the dead. And then he explained that relationships in heaven would not involve marriage, at least as we know it on earth. Today, many people ask Sadducee-type questions. They're not concerned with finding the answer. Their intent is finding a contradiction. They believe as long as there is something that can't be answered to their satisfaction, then they can continue in their disbelief. Do you know anyone like that? If you do, let's pray for them. So, Father, there are friends and family who are putting you off under the guise of intellectual curiosity. Please interrupt their lives and open their hearts to trust in you. Cause them to see their need for Jesus. Cause them to see the pride of their pseudo-intellectualism. Lord, turn their hearts to you. I pray in Christ's name. Amen. If we can pray for you here at The Journey, please send your requests to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.